Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. Amen. 10 minutes on the clock. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds, for the casting down of arguments," and that word arguments can be a reason, so reasonings, "of and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish." Now that word punish means to avenge, to vindicate, to bring about a justice, to avenge, to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So here's the deal. The scripture, you know, declares this perfectly. We've talked about this, what a stronghold is. We've talked about a stronghold is a deeply held belief in your life. It could be a false belief or a true belief. You can have a stronghold of the Lord in your life to where you are convinced by the truth and persuaded by the truth of God's word in an area of your life. So you can have a stronghold of the Lord in your life where you're just not moved. You know that you know that you know that God's word is true. And in that one area, you have a stronghold of the Lord in your life. And it's a deeply held belief based on the truth of the word of God. But you can also have a stronghold of the enemy in your life. You can have a stronghold that's based on a lie, a deeply held false belief that you hold to be true. And even though your mind might disagree, your intellect might disagree with the false belief, you have this belief down deep in your heart, in your subconscious, that you just believe this thing to be true, and your flesh lies to you. Your circumstances lie to you. You continue to see what you believe, even if it's a false belief. And the enemy uses that false belief to continue to expand that lie in your life. And so we learn to live with lies, and deception comes into us, so that even when the truth of God's word is presented to our life, we feel like the truth feels more like a lie, and the lie feels more like truth, because we've learned to live in a sense of comfort or whatever agreement with this lie. And so we need to confront the lies of the enemy. And that's what warfare is about, is the walking in truth of the word of God, coming out of agreement with the lies that maybe are deep rooted, the strongholds that are in us, and confronting those lies. And so you know what you're believing by a couple of different things. And I don't have time to break this all down, but you can tell what kind of beliefs are held in your life, what kind of strongholds you have. You can tell by a couple of different things. You can tell by what you do, your consistent and persistent actions, your behaviors reveal your beliefs. You may say you believe something, but your behaviors show what you really do believe. And then you're, you know, and then sometimes things that you say that are kind of that are reoccurring and come out of a place of like a reaction, you know, that you know, something happens in your life and you just always say this thing like, well, I'm just, you have this either a victim thing or some kind of verbiage comes out of your mouth, you know, that says, well, no one ever loves me, or I can never do this, or I'm such a failure, I never do it right, whatever. Those kind of spontaneous confessions, see, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're believing some of these things that you're not worthy, and that I don't know, just different lies and deceptions that you're believing, that will be, it'll be shown or seen in things that you say, in things that you do, and in things that you feel. So your words, your actions, your thoughts, and your emotions can reveal what you are believing, and it's things that are patterned and consistent that keep repeating themselves, even though maybe you've tried to think something different, or you've tried to feel something different, or you've tried to do something different, but this underlying thing starts rising up in your actions and your thoughts and your emotions and your feeling and all that stuff, that can reveal a false belief. So what I challenge you to do is look at your life in this season and make a list. Man, what's some of the false beliefs? Just pray, ask the Holy Spirit to help you make a list. What are some of the false beliefs, or what are some of the lies that I'm believing about myself, about God, about other people? What are some of the lies that I'm believing? Just start making a list. It doesn't have to be a perfect list, but look at your life. What are the things that, what are the emotions that you, that are pushing you? What are the actions that kind of you feel like you can't get away from? It's, there's a compelling thing that you just keep defaulting to this unhealthy action, because deceptive beliefs and distorted beliefs will produce destructive behaviors that's not in agreement with God's word. So I challenge you to make a list of the lies that are at work in your heart, that are at work in your thought life, in your emotions, in what you say, and in what you do. Make a list of some of those things that are trying to exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. Make a list of those things. Work with that. And as you make that list, what you want to do is you want to avenge that. See, we pull down these strongholds. We confront the lies on that list. You make a list. And then you confront that list with the word of God. And that's what I'll end with here in just a minute. But you confront that list to find out what the truth is in the word of God. What does God say about you? Because the lie could be maybe you're living in sin, and the lie is, oh, it's okay, it's fine, God loves you, keep living in that sin. Well, that's, God still loves you, but it's a lie that God's grace empowers you to sin. God's grace empowers you to walk in truth and obedience. You know, Jesus was full of grace and truth, not grace and sin. And so, there may be a lie that you're believing on the opposite end. You know, that even though, you know, you believe, you're confessing something or believe, you're trying to believe something about God's word, you just don't feel like it's true. And you don't believe his promises, or you don't believe what he says. And the enemy could be lying to you about that. So make a list. Just look and pray and make a list. What are the lies that are continually warring in my life? And make a list of those. Try to find out what's the emotion. I mean, what's the message that emotion is trying to send to me? What's the message that action sends to me? What's the message that thought is trying to communicate to me? What's the underlying message that these thoughts, actions, behaviors, emotions, what are they saying to me? What's the message? Is it I'm a failure? Is God's not true? What's the message that it's saying? And that's the lie. That's the lie, that's the stronghold that has to be pulled down. And you got to confront the lie. You got to confront the lie with truth. And so the way to do that is you punish it, which is avenge. So avenge means to vindicate, to make right, to take a wrong and make it right. So avenging something is justice. It's the justice of God, the justice of the truth of God's word. And that's why in John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32, it says, if you abide in my word, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, avenging the lie means you are bringing God's justice into the situation. And bringing God's justice into the situation is God's justice is his word. It's his truth. And so you confront the lie with what does God say? What does God say about you? What does God say about your sin? What does God say about your thoughts? What does God say about those specific actions? What does God say about those emotions? What does God say about this? And you open the word and you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and he will help you identify and confront the list of lies that are trying to, you know, win the war in your heart and in your soul and in your mind and in your life. So you make that list and you confront it and you avenge it. So you don't take revenge. There's a difference between avenging and revenging. So revenge is you're taking your own justice. It's you're going to bring harm or hurt to somebody else to try to make it's you wanting your justice. There's my timer. It's you wanting your justice. Which is, you're dealing with a lie, it's a false justice, because your justice is not just. Only God's justice is just. So avenging something is the justice of God prevailing and winning out in the circumstance, because you are choosing to come out of agreement with the list of lies and come into agreement with the truth. So once you make a list of identifying the lies that are trying to prevail in your life, in the season of your life, then you find in Scripture, by knowing the Word of God, like John 8, 31 and 32 says, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You make a list. So whatever lie number one is, find out what God's truth is on that. And then you start believing God's truth. You start thinking God's truth. You start saying God's truth. You start feeling God's truth, and you start doing God's truth. And that's how, through obedience in your actions, obedience in your emotions, obedience in your thought life, obedience in your mouth, you begin to align your life with what is true, even when you're feeling that it's not true. Because your feelings are not the main factor. The facts are the main factor. And the fact is, God's word is true. And you can begin to say that over your life, and you can avenge and get justice over the lies that are causing the injustice of darkness and sin to prevail in your life. And you can partner with God to walk in truth, and the truth will set you free. So confront those lies and tear down those strongholds and build strongholds of truth to say, God, I believe you. No matter what happens, I believe you. I believe your word, and I'm going to agree with your word. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for everyone watching, and I pray just your peace over them and give them wisdom. Holy Spirit, speak to them in how they can clearly identify the core lies that are trying to work in their life today, that they would repent and they would come into agreement with your truth and with your word, and that through a lifestyle of obedience, motivated by love, empowered by grace, that they could avenge and gain justice over every unjust lie that has been trying to destroy their life. And I just pray the blessing of the Lord over you in Jesus' name. Love you guys. We'll see you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.